Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news from overnight. Power is now back on at a busy intersection in Raleigh. The crash that knocked out a stoplight. And new this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms for Friday. So we have a new WRAL weather alert day. We'll walk through the timeline for Friday and the weekend.
Also, former Vice President Mike Pence will be in the Triangle today. What you can expect from his speech at UNC as the nation waits to see if he will throw his name into the 2024 presidential race. Seems to be the season for that. Sure. We have all the news to get your Wednesday started here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us as we make it to hump day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our morning temperatures and how the day will shape up.
It's going to be a decent day today. We do start to transition to a wetter pattern today. We're not going to see a lot of rain today, but we'll begin to see a better chance of some showers this afternoon. It's all dry this morning, but we're starting to see a bit more cloud cover. Temperatures are warmer than yesterday, looking at 51 degrees with light winds here in downtown Raleigh. Futurecast showing some cloud cover for us this morning, but it'll be broken, so we'll see a little bit of sunshine peeking through those clouds, and that should be the case all the way up, at least through lunchtime. We'll be seeing partly to variably cloudy skies. But around 4 or 5 o'clock, we begin to see some showers moving through. There may be some rain in parts of the viewing area during the evening commute. There's 5 o'clock, and some of those are showing some yellow, some oranges there. I don't think we're going to see much widespread thunder, but there could be maybe a little rumble of thunder. We'll continue to see that through the evening and into the day on Thursday. There's early Thursday morning. We're not likely to see a very wet commute for tomorrow morning, but we'll see mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few breaks around lunchtime, and then on and off through the afternoon, there'll be just a few isolated showers. Again, Friday looks like the day that we'll see a good bit of rain with some scattered thunderstorms at that level one risk. It's 39 in Roxborough this morning, but by far that's the coldest spot. 56 in Fayetteville, 55 in Clinton, 51 right now in Rocky Mount. Our 24-hour temperature change anywhere from 5 to around 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. At lunchtime, we climbed to 65, and we'll see a mild 72 this afternoon. But again, there could be a few isolated showers, and we're going to walk through the timeline for the weekend's rain coming up.
A stoplight is working again this morning in Northeast Raleigh after the power to it was knocked out from a crash. It happened just before midnight at the intersection of Lewisburg and Fox Roads. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as crews worked to make repairs. Police say a driver failed to yield when turning and veered off the road to avoid another car. That vehicle then hit a power box, knocking out the light. No one was hurt.
This morning, UNC Chapel Hill is preparing for a visit from former Vice President Mike Pence. This visit comes as expectations rise for Pence to run for the 2024 GOP presidential nominee. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at UNC with what is happening on campus there today. Naya?
Well, the former president will not be speaking here on campus until 7 o'clock tonight. But already we are hearing that there are going to be protests that are going to be held before his arrival. Several organizations and the UNC Chapel Hill Young Democrats plan to protest Pence's appearance. The former vice president, who has not announced he is running for president just yet, will speak on saving America from the woke left. He'll also do a Q&A. This event comes just a day after President Biden had announced he's running for re-election. This is a sponsored event by the Young Americas. And also, experts believe that the former vice president is really doing this because he's trying to find where he can pull those core supporters.
Older Republicans have tended to support former President Trump. We know he's a candidate for the nomination, as are a couple of other Republicans. So I think Mike Pence is trying to find a lane to get the nomination. And if he gets great support on college campuses and elsewhere, he might declare his candidacy. If not, he may say it's not worth his time.
And WRAL will be having coverage throughout the day. We'll also keep you updated on the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
A lawsuit filed by the parents of the 11-year-old girl who died in the crash at the Raleigh Christmas Parade is revealing new details about what happened that day. Haley Brooks' parents are suing the driver of the truck who hit her, as well as several companies involved in the parade. The lawsuit alleges the driver, 20-year-old Landon Glass, was aware that his emergency brakes were not working that day. It also claims he didn't have a commercial license and that his truck would not pass safety inspections. It also alleges he was driving on only 5 hours of sleep. The lawsuit also names the dance company Haley was performing with, as well as the float company and the city organizations that put on the parade.
WRL is also learning more this morning about the man accused of stealing a car from Chapel Hill with a 5-year-old girl inside. This is a story we brought you as breaking news yesterday morning. We now know 28-year-old Dustin Oakley is facing a bunch of charges. Police say a mother ran into a Jersey Mike's, left her car running with her child sleeping inside. Officers rescued that child at a gas station in Lillington and found Oakley hiding behind a nearby dumpster. This is what witnesses said she heard Monday night outside the store where the child was taken in from Chapel Hill.
When I was leaving the store after close, the mom was just, she was really devastated. She was screaming for her daughter, and you could tell, like, I mean, I would be devastated too. She really just wanted to know that her daughter was safe.
Oakley remains in jail this morning, and records show he has a long list of past convictions, including running from police, drugs, as well as breaking and entering. He's due back in court May 15th.
Leaders from across North Carolina are in Raleigh talking about the future of energy production in the state. The State Energy Conference is happening at the McKimmon Center at NC State. Engineers and local planners will share information about best practices and innovations. And Governor Cooper will be speaking at the conference at 9:45 this morning.
Attorneys for a woman who's accusing former President Trump of raping her more than 25 years ago will begin presenting their case today. A lower Manhattan judge chose 6 men and 3 women yesterday to serve on the jury for the case. E. Jean Carroll's attorneys will open the trial today with witness testimony. The magazine writer says Trump raped her at a New York City department store in 1996. Trump calls the allegations a con job and a hoax.
Heading into the busy summer travel season, staffing concerns are growing at airports. And today, the TSA is holding a recruiting event. WRL's Laura Levine is live at RDU with what's being done to help make your next trip a smooth one. Laura, good morning.
Renee, good morning. A spokesperson with RDU tells me that they are preparing for what could be a record-breaking summer. Right now, TSA has about 400 employees here at RDU. They're hoping now to hire at least 50 more agents. Now, TSA is hosting a hiring event from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the DoubleTree by Hilton RDU in Durham. And this big hiring push is also happening in Eastern North Carolina this week as well. Officials are working to get ahead of staff shortages before peak travel season. A national shortage of air traffic controllers has major airlines making schedule cuts this summer to prevent delays. American Airlines plans to slash services at 2 major New York airports, and both United Airlines and Delta Air are trimming up 10% of their flights. And this will have a ripple effect on RDU. A travel agent we spoke with says it's important to make sure that you continue to check with your flights, but also you may want to consider traveling to Charlotte and flying out of a major hub here rather than having those connections and dealing with delays in the future. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live at RDU.
If you're driving in Fayetteville today, there's some railroad construction work that may slow you down. Crews plan to start working on the crossing at Country Club Drive today. It's just north of Murchison Road. The work is expected to be completed in less than a day.
A road rage incident on NC State's campus. Coming up, we have a description of the car police say intentionally hit a motorcyclist.
Plus, Carolina Hurricanes are regrouping after a loss to the New York Islanders last night. WRL's Casey Hintz will break down the highlights from the game.
And here's a live look at downtown Raleigh. It's chilly outside, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain why Friday is going to be a WRL weather alert day.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's a quiet morning, but we are seeing a bit more cloud cover today than we did yesterday. It's warmer, too. 51 in Wilson and in Durham. It's 56 degrees right now in Fayetteville. Yesterday, we started off temperatures mainly in the 40s, so I was still pretty comfortable in a jacket, but I've got short sleeves on. So a mild start this morning. We'll see very cloudy skies, and then as we get into the afternoon, we'll have a better chance of a few isolated showers. Starting temperatures this morning in the upper 40s to mid-50s. We'll jump all the way into the low 70s this afternoon. We'll see increasing clouds. And right around the evening commute, we can see a few isolated showers. So if you're walking the dog this evening, you may run into one or two of those. Friday is a WREL weather alert day. That is new this morning. We're going to walk through the timeline of Friday's storms coming up. Elizabeth, thanks.
The Carolina Hurricanes have an off day today as they look to regroup after a Game 5 loss to the Islanders. WRL's Casey Hintz is at PNC Arena with a look at some of the bad bounces last night, including a puck to Sebastian Aho's face.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Last night's 3-2 loss to the New York Islanders was a game of two things. Plenty of chances, but also unfortunate breaks. Just goes to show just how tight the margin is during playoff hockey. But when you want to talk about bad bounces, none worse than Sebastian Aho taking a puck to the face that would eventually lead to the goal. And the unfortunate breaks kind of rolled from there.
That was a real tough one. You know, just, he's all messed up. Bounces right to their guy and taps it in. I mean, that's kind of how the night went for us. Just bounces didn't go our way tonight. That's plain and simple. I like the way we played hard. You know, we had a couple of mistakes that cost us, but there wasn't a ton of those. It's just the bounces didn't go our way.
Kind of didn't know what hit me. Just kind of came pretty quickly there, and obviously the guy was probably not aiming for my face either. So, but yeah, it's hockey. It happens.
Sebastian Aho, a warrior, he also said, hey, look, we know it's going to be hard this time of year. We were prepared for a long series. Hopefully we can go up to Long Island and do what we did the other night. Casey Hitz, WREL Sports, Raleigh.
Police say a woman hit a motorcycle on the NC State campus on purpose. They're calling this a road rage incident. Officers say the suspect and a motorcyclist got into an argument Tuesday afternoon. During the heated conversation, the car hit the motorcycle twice at Partners Way and Main Campus Drive, and then that person drove off. The person who was hit was not hurt. The suspect is described as a woman driving a silver to gray Mazda Miata with temporary tags. If you have any information on this vehicle near campus, the police want to hear from you.
School officials evacuated a Moore County middle school because of a bomb threat. The district says the threat was reported at New Century Middle School in Cameron Tuesday afternoon. All students were evacuated and then they were dismissed on schedule at 3 in the afternoon. Nothing was found. Deputies say they're investigating an assault at Orange High School in Hillsboro. District officials say a student was hit in the back on Monday while changing classes, and that child was taken to the hospital with injuries. Deputies say there is now a petition out for the attacker, and that person has been detained.
North Carolina has lagged in mental health treatment for years. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is trying to change that. Lawmakers unveiled a plan yesterday for how they would spend extra funding for the states that they'll get for expanding Medicaid. Among it, $225 million would be allocated to improving access to behavioral health services. $200 million would go to building a statewide behavioral health crisis system. And $50 million would go to telehealth programs and a centralized bed registry.
We have $1 billion, that's with a B, to spend on mental health and substance use disorders.
The funding for Medicaid expansion is a one-time only bonus. Another source of funding would have to be secured for more successful initiatives.
Lawmakers roll back the language in a bill regarding child vaccines. It originally said schools could not require a vaccine for students until it has been approved by the FDA for at least 3 years. New language added in committee provides an exception if both the North Carolina Medical Society and the NC Pediatric Society agree it's needed.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is now talking about some of the challenges he faced during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Fauci says the political divide in the country and a broken health care system presented major hurdles in the effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. He says there were some positives, including the collaborative effort to develop a vaccine within 11 months of the first case. Dr. Fauci retired from public service last December. A drug company with a presence in the Triangle can move forward on a drug that can treat a rare form of ALS. Less than 24 hours ago, the FDA granted accelerated approval for Biogen's drug tofersen. It targets a form of ALS that is passed down in families through a mutated gene. Early trials showed some positive results. This recent move from the FDA allows Biogen to continue studying the drug. If those trials go well, the FDA can give full approval.
The USDA is proposing changes to limit the amount of salmonella bacteria in chicken products. The new rule would apply to breaded stuffed raw chicken products, like what you'd find in a store's freezer section. Any product that tests positive for salmonella before it is stuffed and breaded would not be allowed for sale. The CDC says more than a million people in the U.S. get sick from salmonella each year. It is 4:48 and we have new weather information for you. Friday is going to be a WRAL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through what we could see.
We've been following this front as it's been moving across the country and it arrives here on Friday. Likely we're going to see scattered thunderstorms that develop maybe as early as lunchtime or even in parts of the morning and continue into parts of the afternoon. We have the best chance of any severe issues would be damaging winds. We could see some hail with this as well. And it looks like the rain will be pretty heavy with this too. We take a look at Futurecast and you can see at 5 a.m. things are fairly quiet. Out ahead of the system, there could be some patchy light rain during the morning commute. And then it looks like the best chance for thunderstorms, at least on this version of Futurecast, would be after lunchtime up through around the evening commute. And then after that, things are quiet. Saturday is looking, continuing to trend dry. It doesn't look like we'll have a huge chance for any rain on Saturday. You can see a little green that shows up there just briefly right around 1 o'clock. And then things are pretty dry on through the afternoon. Sunday, this system for Sunday looks much slower on this version of Futurecast. So it looks like potentially we'd stay dry during the daylight hours on Sunday and that we wouldn't see a lot of thunderstorms developing until maybe overnight Sunday night. But we're continuing to watch that. Sunday may end up being a WRL weather alert day as well as we get closer. Right now we're looking at some cloud cover that rolled in overnight last night. 51 degrees is our current temperature. We're going to climb up into the 60s by lunchtime. We'll see a high of 72 in Raleigh and Durham and 74 in Fayetteville. We could start to see some scattered showers around the time of the evening commute and then on and off into the day tomorrow. But Friday will bring us the next best chance of any scattered thunderstorms. Our temperatures are going to stay on the cool side, around the cool side-ish today, a little bit below normal. Temperatures will be on the normal-ish side as we get into the weekend. But after Sunday's front comes through, we get another push of cooler air into next week. So this is kind of nice. I wish we could just like take that and move it to, say, July. But still, we'll take these temperatures. I mean, we're almost, we are 70s all the way across the board. I mean, that's pretty nice, except for the fact, of course, that we do have some rain that we'll have to deal with. Some evening showers. We're looking at some isolated rain on Thursday. We'll walk through the timeline for that coming up in a little bit. Of course, our WRL weather alert day on Friday with some thunderstorms and heavy rain, mostly a break in the rain on Saturday. And then we're watching the timeline for Sunday for more showers and storms. And then it looks fairly dry for us on Monday and Tuesday.
Elizabeth, thanks. One very lucky Mario Brothers super fan had the showing of a lifetime.
WRL's Keenan Willer will show us how a local theater leveled up a 9-year-old boy with autism's experience to see his favorite character on the big screen.
Plus, what new guidance from the FDA reveals about people, pets, and restaurants. Welcome back. It is 4:54 as we take a live look at the DBAP in Durham. Our temperatures this morning on the cool side, but we'll warm into the low 70s. And don't be surprised if you see an isolated shower or two. A wonderful story to share out of Wayne County. Brian is a 9-year-old boy with autism. He's also a super fan of Super Mario.
But he's never been able to go to the movies ever in his lifetime. WRL's Keenan Willard explains one local theater helped to fix that for Brian.
That's Melissa Phillips' son, Brian, having the time of his life at the movies. It's a moment she never thought she'd see.
Brian, can you say hi?
Hi.
Like many kids, the Wayne County 9-year-old loves all things Super Mario, whether it's the video games, shows on TV, or even his favorite hat.
Mario is his favorite character in the world. He's been in love with Mario, obviously, for 6 years, and his entire bedroom is Mario.
When the new Mario movie came out earlier this month, Phillips knew her son would want to be first in line, but something was standing in the way.
He can't go to a regular theater because obviously he gets very loud.
Brian has autism, His family says when he gets really excited about something, he has a hard time keeping it under control. Because of that, he'd never been to the movies in his life until today.
They gave us permission to have the entire theater to ourselves today so that he could actually have the chance to come see his favorite character on the big screen.
After hearing Brian's story, a theater in Eastern North Carolina arranged a private screening of the Mario movie for the family this morning. Brian, his mom, and grandma had the theater all to themselves. Letting their superfan take it all in as loudly as he wanted to. His mother says thanks to the theater's act of kindness, her family had a day at the movies they'll never forget.
I'm not here to watch the movie. I'm here to watch my son watch this movie because it's going to be great.
Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
Bet we could have filled the theater with people who would have watched it with Brian. That would have been great. The best magnet elementary school in the nation is right here in Wake County. Washington Gifted and Talented Magnet Elementary won the title Saturday at a conference in Texas. Administrators shared the news with students this week. A total of 44 Wake County magnet schools were honored with National Merit Awards this year.
New guidance from the FDA has some dogs wagging their tails this morning. Turns out the agency says it is safe for owners to bring their dogs to restaurants with outdoor seating. However, the FDA still says dogs shouldn't go inside restaurants unless they're service dogs, and there is no exception for emotional support dogs. The outdoor dining guidance does not permit other pets, so just talking about dogs here. Keep in mind it is still up to states, local officials, and restaurants to prohibit dogs if they choose to.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting UNC today. And coming up, WRAL's Nia Harden will break down what we know about the speech he is prepared to give and the counter protests that are planned for today.
And some big changes coming ahead for the summer travel rush as we look live at RDU International Airport. We'll tell you about some new flights and dining options.
And I'm Ken Smith. Also coming up, we've got you covered with what's happening with Bed Bath & Beyond. If you missed out on using those coupons you regularly got in the mail, we'll explain when you'll need to use up your rewards before all the Bed Bath & Beyond stores close.